This episode is brought to you by The Social Circle Vancouver. The Social Circle Vancouver is a group of Vancouver's finest socialites and social rejects. Everyone's crawling out of a pandemic and getting back to life as normal. Come join us by following our Telegram at The Social Circle Vancouver. This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the NRA, National Rifle Association, but if you're looking to own a gun, please register the proper way by getting your mental health screen and going through all the proper channels to register your gun. Please and thank you. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show. Good one, folks. Good one. Is that better? Sometimes I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. But the truth of the matter is that you can peel into this program whenever you so choose. And see, that's the beautiful thing about being podcastable. Is that, you know, unlike radio, which I have to say, I have to admit, is my first love. You know, it was the radio that I would go to sleep with on my favorite channel, usually NPR or KCRW in Los Angeles, California. Hi, folks. It's your girl, Char Michelle, and I'm just going to age myself here for you a bit. I mean, come on. I love radio. That's why we've called this show WTFlandia Radio. The acronym speaks for itself. The style, well, speaks for the love, my first love, radio. Anyways, that's what I'm aiming for here. I hope you're enjoying it. Hi, folks. I hope you're well, especially you Canadians. How are you doing? How are you? How are my fellow Canadians feeling? Well, I just have to jump right in here to tell you what I jumped in here for. And you know how your girl, Char Michelle, is apt to peek her head into the WTFlandia show radio room. Well, it's a studio. We've got soundproof walls. We've got a newspaper and a Google search engine. And here we are, just the two of us, or 2 million, or whoever, however many of you are listening. I aim big, shoot low. Speaking of shooting, that's what we're here. That's what we're here for. It's not funny, but it's interesting. It's interesting because here we are, folks. We are here on the 30th of May, just at the tail end of the month of May, the miracle month of May, the month that we seem to be dodging all of COVID. The numbers have dropped. The conferences are ending. The NRA, National Rifle Association experience is over. It's interesting. I don't know what it was that we watched over the weekend, but it was very disgraceful and it seemed weird. It seemed ill-timed, but you know, that's American speak. I know that most of my audience is globally tuning in. So, well, let's talk about it. The NRA had a hoedown. And I call it ill-timing because, well, here's why I call it ill timing. I call it ill timing because a school massacre had just occurred last week, and the whole thing was super sketchy, mad, disrespectful, and it's something that us Americans are still wrapping our brains around. Those who were lost in the mayhem haven't even been buried. And those are children, I should make very clear. Those of you who are listening in the future who are not listening in this moment. Because here's the thing, this thing, you know, whenever it's on the internet, it lives on forever. So I would imagine that long after I'm, you know, enjoying life in heaven, in New Earth, or wherever we've colonized, after, you know, whatever, I would imagine, that was a joke, I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord. But not anytime soon. But I'm saying this thing will stick around. I'm making this podcast for my children and your children, right? So, and nieces and nephews and whatever. But if you're not tuning in now in May of 2022, then you should know that there was a school massacre where an 18-year-old child went into a school and shot 19 smaller children at the ages of 8 and 10, through the ages of 8 and 10, and a teacher, and, you know, it's for me, I tread lightly on, I'm really going to town on my disdain and anger for this, because, well, my voice doesn't like to shoot up to octaves. It's done that in the past. I feel like I used to have to yell a lot in the past, like just uncomfortable situations where I always had to stand my ground and yell. So if you ever hear audio of me yelling, just know that was my past life. I've moved on to calmer grounds, sober thoughts, and a way healthier life. God is great. Facts. But seriously, so I don't want to really... I've done podcasts also in the past that just... I'm angry, and you can hear it, and it translates over onto the airwaves, and I don't like it. I don't even really like to listen to these things because I just like to transfer my thoughts and send it off into the world. But when I do have to listen to it just for the purposes of, well, self-editing in my brain, I don't edit it at all, but I edit my brain, edits what it said. And then I realize that, whoa, Char, you were mad when you delivered that particular publication onto the WTF Landia airwaves. And it's true. And so now with training and with a little bit more understanding of how things work, I'm going to remain calm. But my inside voice is loud. It's uncomfortable and it's mad. And I like to think that, you know, when we are talking about the tragedy that happened in Texas, Uvalde, Texas, that everything about it, again, for those of us who are listening in the future, was very, very wrong. There were police outside of this school refusing to go in and stop this gunman at an elementary school in a classroom with kids ages 8 through 10. Can you imagine? So that, to put it very simple, to give clarity to people who aren't parents and don't know which age, which grade that would be necessarily, it would be grades 3 and 4. Okay? To give you perspective. Those are babies. So, to not what they call breach the door of the classroom and break in, they basically break in there and save those children, save one more children than 90 minutes of waiting at the door while he had his way. It seems like to me, and I know we're going to say the kid and we're going to say, it seems like it doesn't seem right. All of this seems very sus. And my brain starts to think in conspiracies. And I'm just going to be honest. Listen. Okay? I am a scientist. A political scientist. But so the science, the math for me. The math. This is uncomfortable laugh. But the math ain't mathing. Okay? It ain't adding up. And it's not making sense. And it feels a lot like something was allowed to happen in order for other things to happen. And that's very theoretical, conspiracy theoretical. If in layman's terms, it seems like it's stretching, it's reaching. But like, they were strong-arming parents. They were basically, the police were there to keep the parents out of the way. They were tackling parents in the grass, telling them to stay back, swearing at them, "We got this, get across the street," as if they were criminals and dogs and animals. I would be structuring and setting up some lawsuits to that police department 100% in this very moment. In fact, if you are a lawyer and you are interested in helping those people see that they get justice for being treated like trash while their children were being murdered, it should be the case to jump in there on and take one for the team. You might not know who you're helping, but it might change a lot of structure. You know, maybe I know legal fees are expensive. You know, I understand that. Maybe there can be some pro bono situation out there for these people. I don't know. Maybe. Because this could take a long time. And I'm just saying, I understand that not a lot of people have money to throw away. But these are children. And it just doesn't add up that these parents were tackled, strong-armed, cursed at, told to stay back for 90 minutes while their children were in there getting. It feels like a child sacrifice. I'm just going to say it. And I said it before this other podcast, I believe, underneath this. And that's a big word. It's a big suggestion. But what other ways can I think as a mother of three, not being allowed to go in and with these police officers with tactical gear on? And they afraid to go in there and tactically handle that thing? It's a kid with an AR-15. I understand it's dangerous. But what's more dangerous? Ah. So it makes me up. I'm losing the fluctuation in my voice. Let me bring it back down. So what I'm thinking here is I'm thinking that it don't feel right. And it feels like, you know, we're just leaving all of these conferences. We just in Canada, speaking of, hey Canada, that's why I was standing with you at the top of this podcast. Hey Canada, hope you're well. Speaking of shooting down the barrel, Canada today, well, let's hear what has transpired in Canada today at May 30, 2022. And then we'll talk about it in just a little bit. How's that?
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
In other words, we're capping the market for handguns. Now, okay. Now, here's again, I acknowledge my weaknesses or my strengths or whatever. I don't let things sit around in my brain too much anymore. I don't have time for that. So, I share it. I don't suggest anything, but I suggest people Google and understand and think for themselves. But this is my thoughts. I'm thinking that, obviously, with something as devastatingly tragic as a school massacre with 19 babies that are just starting out their life, there is going to be cries for change. There is going to be weeping for change. There is going to be necessity for change. There is no question. And let me say this. It's like a person getting in the car, driving drunk with alcohol or drugs in their system and going out there and, you know, getting in a car accident, killing people, or going intentionally, jumping the car with no license and ride dirty, as they call it. Those things seem to be in the same kind of, here's my wavelength thought. I'm thinking that those are the dangerous ones, and I understand that there is a large part of society that is dealing with very, very, very tremendous mental illnesses. There's no question, especially leaving this pandemic and all this crap. This is a wild time to be alive, y'all, but we're here. We were the chosen ones to be around during this time. What are you going to do with this time? Are you going to sit on your thumbs? Are you going to do something about it? Something positive. We need martyrs for positive change. And Canada just might have been that to a lot of people's eyes. Today on May 30th, Justin Trudeau, just like you heard there, said, today we're putting a freeze on handguns. But the handguns didn't seem to be the issue in, Texas and a lot of these other school shootings that are happening in America. A lot of, from what I gather, the school shootings as actual thing, it's like a category. There's already been 37 of them in America so far in 2022, apparently. That might have been the 38th. What the? It's like watching made-for-TV drama on Netflix as a storyline. We're starting to soften up our shock value to this school massacre situation happening in the U.S. And I'm scared. It's almost like we have to do a little bit of performative posting on our Instagrams just to show that, you know, it does hurt. But like, then everybody else is posting their vacation pictures in the same story as the children. Because we are, I'm just going to call it for sure, we're just desensitized to the murder of children. And it's, again, to me, that makes me feel like it's like a child sacrifice. It's like they've allowed this to happen so that people can cry for gun change, gun control. And most certainly actions need to be taken. But what about the responsible gun owners whose job, and this is what I'm talking about, pistols. I'm not talking about them AR-15. That's a problem. Them things can go. But the responsible gun owners and putting a freeze on pistols, excuse me, that's martial law, Mr. Trudeau. That takes the responsible gunner. You're not even now able to get a license proving that you're responsible enough to get a gun. There's just none. That seems like the removal of freedoms. And see, what happens with freedoms is once you lose them bit by bit, you forget you've ever had them to begin with. This is a new generation. This is May 30th, 2022. If this bill is passed after being tabled, we'll create a new generation of people who never even would even know what a handgun looks like. And their government, hopefully, if they're, you know, not a narcissistic, maniac, maniacal, crazy person, then they won't need to know what it feels like to own a handgun. But if they do encounter a maniacal maniac that wants to control them and you have no handguns, that was the whole reason. The whole reason that in our Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, is the right to bear arms is because the government rises up against the people. The people need to be able to retaliate. They need to be able to protect themselves. And the founding fathers of the Constitution put that in there for a reason, to hold their power in place. So they didn't get too ahead of themselves thinking they were the tough guys. Thinking that they were the control, that they controlled the people who voted for them and put them in office. It gave them checks and balances. But Mr. Trudeau and the Liberal Party saying, this is it. We are taking away guns. You can't buy a gun in Canada, never not no more. That to me sounds like just stripping of the way of the law. And I'm looking in the comment sections and I'm seeing people say, oh, now they just showing off over there in Canada. Well, that Emergencies Act is a little bit showy too. If martial law is your thing. What? Now, again, this is me giving you guys two different sides of a coin to look at. Okay? In a lot of ways, people are saying this is the right thing to do. Get control of those guns, take the guns out of the people's hand, and let everybody fist fight. But then that doesn't stop killing people. People now, you know what they do in Canada? They shank you with knives. Like, that's a thing. That's worse. Like, I don't want you to come up and stab me in my back. I'm good. No, ew. Like, so, listen here, you can go to the end of the world, and if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. And I think, speaking of trouble, Canada might be in trouble. Because here's the thing, even if Mr. Justin Trudeau has come in with good intentions, this leaves the door open to the next prime minister, hopefully. He doesn't come with a big ego and an authoritarian complex. That decision in law banning handguns could go very wrong for the people. AR-15s, assault weapons and rifles, I'm good. Y'all can take them away and table them. But let people protect their homes, their families, their children the right way. By going in, taking every test, every mental health test, and register it properly. Do all the things. So that you can have the right to bear arms and protect yourself and your family and your rights to, you know, keep those that we have voted into positions of power in their place. Because, let me tell you what, power becomes a problem when it's in the wrong hands. We've got, you know, some people of power that have been able to buy their status into certain organizations and groups, and you guarantee if you're on the board of the WHO, like Bill Gates and Mr. Klaus Schwab, then you better believe you might have some affluent influence in regards to the vaccines and how they go and where they go and how we control and how we do this and that and this and that. And you don't want to think that people have ill intentions or they're doing things like making the human species a board game and a, you know, puppet. But when you have that much money and that much power, you can make things happen. You can actually control different scenarios if you're into that. Listen, and here's the way my mind thinks this way. I'm going to tell you guys facts and straight up why I think this way. And why I don't trust a lot of things. And why I don't trust a lot of stuff. And I have to talk about and dissect it. Is because I see a show on AMC or one of them channels. And it's like the weird things people do. And it's like the 90 Day Fiancé and all that. You know what I'm talking about, right? That network. And there's people who eat their toenails. There's people who eat mattresses in the middle of the night. There's people who like to sniff just random things like chalk. So people, all that to say, what I'm saying is people are weird. I don't trust you. I don't trust what you're doing behind closed doors. I don't trust you having that much money, that much power over and control over making decisions over my body, over my well-being, over my rights. And so that's because I have trust issues. And those of you who don't have trust issues, God bless you. You must have just lived a very serene and pristine life. I haven't. I have had to really monitor every move I make and everything I do, because I think people don't necessarily, from where I grow up and where I'm from, don't necessarily have my best interests at heart. So it's me and God. And the rest of the people are just bystanders in my life. Like, you know, I can trust you as far as I can throw you type of thing. I trust my kids will definitely get on my nerves 40% of the day, but they're my most favorite people on the entire planet. So they get off my nerves just as soon as they do, because, you know, they respect me and they love me and they're great kids and they just do well. And it's because, you know what, I am, you know, their mom, and they're cute. But other than that, shoot, I find it difficult. I find it very difficult. And see, I can't be the only one thinking this. I can't be the only person that feels this way. So I talk about it. I put it onto this digital wax and we talk about it. And when I say we talk about it, it's me in a single studio talking to the wall. And it's entering into your ears, and I'm hoping that you feel it fall so delicately on your soul to understand this one thing. We're looking at the most egregious and hard times ever, not ever, but maybe on our hemisphere over in North America. And it doesn't seem to be letting up. I do realize that in the Middle East, things have been going on like this for a lot, wars and different things. I realize, and I don't want to dumb down, you know, or pass off the fact that people are dealing with some heavy stuff everywhere in the world. And it just feels like now, as I look under a bigger microscope, according to the pandemic and how it made everything stop, and how we have to control it, and how this becomes a global effort, then I start to see things differently, because I start to see who's in control of that effort, and it starts to make me feel like they might eat their toenails at nighttime, and I'm not sure. So, yeah. Oh, man, what does toenail eating have to do with gun control? It's the you know what it is? It's just the people who are making these laws, and it's people who are trusting that these laws are for their benefit. Do you look outside of the box, or do you stay within the box? Are you saying, I'm buying what I've been told, because I've just been that kind of a person my whole life? I trust what's in front of me. People who are telling me this is what it is, and this is what it is. This is what it ain't, this is what it ain't. I'm not that person, though. I can't. I'm again, that's just because everyone's different. And I have had to think a lot outside of the box and start thinking about what's around the box, what made the box, what can fit into that box, and how that box can be broken. That's how my mind thinks. And so don't hold that against me, but do this. Don't necessarily turn on your favorite news channel and just let that thing play into your ears day in and day out without thinking about why I'm listening to this five times in within 1 hour, why they showed me this same story 5 to 6, 7 times within the hour, and why I am okay with it. Why am I not okay with it? Ask yourself these questions. Why does this feel right? Why does this feel like this could be wrong? Look at both sides, and that gives you a dissenting mind. And I think that's the best kind of mind. a mind that can see other viewpoints, other thoughts other than your own, right? Whether they make sense or not, whether they make, if it makes you make other decisions, and that's okay too, right? It's okay. Because what it's going to do is make you get in control of what's right, what's wrong, what you put in your body, what you put take out of your body, what you're allowing, what you're okay with, and what you're not. And once you can understand that, then you can start really, really, really respecting the efforts that not only the global, you know, governments put in and those people. Because see, here's the thing. Remember this one little fact, and I know I'm just gonna give people some power that they didn't wasn't aware that they had, but everyone should know this, especially everyone in America. Your government leaders, your policemen, your mayors, your judges, those are people that we voted for, right? We voted for because we think that they are well equipped to do their job. A lot of people forget to do midterm election voting. And that's when you're voting for your legislators, your law writers, your judges, your mayors, your governors. If there's only 5 people going to vote during twice, it comes every 2 years, and they forget because they're waiting on the presidential election, then the same people stay in, people that may not share the same values, the same beliefs, the same, hold the same kind of interest that you have in writing laws, the legislators, then you'll just be having people stay in positions of power that you didn't put there because, well, you didn't vote. Vote in your midterm elections. That's your legislatives, your judicial, your officers, your mayors, your governors. The big primary election is for the president. That's something that everybody waits for. They talk about it, gets on the news. And that's also a strategy, right? If you're talking about it on the news all the time, people are aware of it. People, most people, including myself, was not aware of midterm elections for a long time. In high school, and like even after that, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's up right now. I have to actually go and look for the dates that midterms elections are happening, because they're not talking about that on the news. You know why? Because they don't want to put people out of place that are already there. Your media is only going to show you what they're getting paid to show you, what they're being prompted to show you. So they're not going to tell you it's time to go vote for your new lawmakers, your new sheriffs, you're new this and that. You gotta look that stuff up on Google, find the dates, and show up at the voting polls, because they're not gonna amp that up. It's like a theater. It's like a video. It's like game 7 of the playoffs when the presidential election comes around, because it makes everybody turn their attention to who's gonna run the country, and this exciting, and they build this intrigue, and this, it's like, and it just turns our attention to that, and turns our attention away from other stuff. So whenever that's happening, also look at what laws have been passed too. Go look in your local Library of Congress and things like that, and see what's going on behind the scenes. Because look around, put your head up, turn the television off, read a book, read a newspaper. Go check out a book in the library that you know you ain't supposed to check out. Check that thing out. And just don't put any weight on anything. Remember I said I have trust issues? I have trust issues with everybody. Even the theoretical people that are saying stuff that really make me think. I'm thinking that might be a little outlandish for my own liking. I do trust the vaccine. I do trust this and I do trust that. I don't want to trust that. I do trust this. You know, you're going to have a collective of dissenting thoughts, meaning not everything is going to be a one thought process. You know, you're going to have some things you agree with and some things you don't. That's called dissent. That's called being a well-rounded Char Michelle. And I want you to know that that's what I am. And I'm going to talk about the things that make you go WTF. It's my job. But it also makes you think of not just being spoon-fed by all of the media that is on our main television and letting that be what it is. And people like, they said, who's they? Who is they? Then you start looking at the companies that own those media organizations that you look at, and you can find that they're a very small group. Probably the Vanguard. I think they own everything. I want a piece of that pie. But you know what I mean? Like, so then if you think about the smaller groups that own what everything we're eating and looking at in television, you realize, oh, there might be a connection here. Basically, smarten up. Smarten up while you have, you know, the time to digest knowledge and information. Don't take a one-sided approach, you know? Expand your palate is all I'm saying. And then that way you'll know how to look outside the box or crush it. Later. Not bought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.